Suspect in White House correspondents' dinner shooting charged with attempt to assassinate the president. Texas border business. U.S. Department of Justice. Cole Tomas Allen, 31, of Torrance, California, was arraigned today in U.S. District Court on charges stemming from the April 25, 2026, shooting at the White House Correspondents' Association dinner. Allen is charged by complaint with one count of attempt to assassinate the President of the United States, transportation of a firearm and ammunition in interstate commerce with intent to commit a felony, and discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence. Cole Allen now faces the full weight of federal justice, said Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. This alleged assassin was stopped because of the courage and professionalism of law enforcement officers who responded without hesitation by doing their jobs. Because of them, the President of the United States, administration officials and all attendees at the dinner were safe. Make no mistake. Deranged attacks on our elected officials will never go unpunished. The evidence is abundantly clear. Cole Tomas Allen traveled to Washington, D.C. for the purpose of assassinating President Trump and targeting members of the Trump administration, said FBI Director Kash Patel. Thanks to the heroic actions of our brave law enforcement partners who acted quickly and professionally, Allen did not succeed, and now he will be held fully accountable. This FBI and our interagency partners have worked around the clock over the past 2 days investigating this case, and today's charges are the first step in justice being served and providing answers to the American people. Cole Allen traveled across the country with deadly weapons and a plan to assassinate the President of the United States, said U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro for the District of Columbia. The swift and courageous response of the Secret Service officers prevented unimaginable tragedy. There is no room in this city for political violence. This foiled plot was a brazen attempt to assassinate the president and numerous high-ranking U.S. government officials, said Darren Cox, assistant director in charge of the FBI Washington field office. Violence is never an acceptable means of expressing political dissent. I would like to thank our partners for their assistance in the aftermath of this attack as we work tirelessly to ensure Allen is brought to justice. According to court documents, on April 6, 2026, Allen made a reservation at the Washington Hilton Hotel for 3 nights, from April 24 to April 26, 2026. Allen traveled by train from his home near Los Angeles to Chicago before boarding a train from Chicago to Washington, D.C. Allen arrived in the district at approximately 1 p.m. on April 24, 2026, and checked into the Washington Hilton later that day. At approximately 8:40 p.m., Allen approached a security checkpoint on the terrace level of the hotel leading to the hotel's ballroom. Allen ran through the magnetometer holding a long gun. U.S. Secret Service personnel assigned to the checkpoint heard a loud gunshot. A U.S. Secret Service officer, who was wearing a ballistic vest, was shot once in the chest. The Secret Service officer drew his service weapon and fired multiple times at Allen, who fell to the ground and suffered minor injuries but was not shot. Officers subsequently arrested Allen, who was in possession of a 12-gauge pump-action shotgun and a Rock Island Armory 1911.38 caliber pistol. Following his arrest, Allen was advised of his Miranda rights and invoked his right to remain silent. Allen was transported to Howard University Hospital for minor injuries and has since been released to law enforcement custody. Shortly before 8:40 p.m. on April 25, 2026, Allen sent an email to members of his family and a former employer explaining the actions he was about to take. The email, a copy of which law enforcement has obtained from a recipient, stated, "I wish I could have said anything earlier, but doing so would have made none of this possible. My sincerest apologies for all the trouble I've caused." Scheduled send, Cole. Allen signed his email, Cole, Cold Force, Friendly Federal Assassin Allen. As part of this investigation, law enforcement reviewed records of firearm transactions from California and federal database sources. These records showed that on August 17, 2025, Allen purchased a 12-gauge pump-action shotgun from a California firearms dealer. On October 6, 2023, Allen purchased a .38 caliber semi-automatic pistol from another firearms dealer. Based on the serial numbers in the database records, these two firearms are the same two firearms that Allen at the Washington Hilton on April 25, 2026. This case is being investigated by the FBI Washington Field Office and the U.S. Secret Service. It is being prosecuted by Assistant U.S. Attorneys Jocelyn Ballantini, Charles Jones, Adam Berry. Read the affidavit here, updated April 27, 2026.